This is Slip Slide, written by Sagacity and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. The 21st century is weird. As a rule, Bucky doesn't get as caught off guard as Steve apparently did when he was thawed into the future. That's probably the result of being periodically defrosted and updated over the past 70 years, but it is what it is. This, though, is throwing him for a loop. When they were kids, the neighborhood had one pair of skates that they all passed around, and Bucky only indulged occasionally, furtively, because Steve couldn't be allowed to risk his fragile bones and scoliotic spine wiping out on the ice when he was doing it regularly anyway on the Brooklyn streets. Bucky told him often how dumb skating was. Not even fun. What were they, men or penguins? Whenever Steve's eyes took on that hint of wistfulness. Who wants to slide around on the ice on their day off? Bucky kept going until Steve laughed at him, pushed him away, and moved on to other topics, and in the process, Bucky convinced himself. These high-tech, reinforced boots with razor blades on the soles are nothing like the wood and metal slabs they used to buckle onto their shoes with leather straps back in 1930. Bucky could easily use these shoes to kill a man. Hell, Lucky could use these things to kill a man. Lucky, who is tippy-tap dancing in excitement next to Clint as Clint laces himself into a pair of skates approximately the size and shape of nuclear warheads, sleek black molded plastic and gleaming blades, casually flicking the end of his purple scarf back over his shoulder so it won't dangle in his way. Bucky's feet are similarly armored, but he doesn't quite dare stand up until he has Clint's full attention again. He huddles into the turned-up collar of his peacoat, snuggling his chin and nose into the incredibly plush blue scarf tucked inside it. He doesn't experience cold the same way other people do, of course, but the sensation still bothers him. Too much sense memory of too much time torpid and locked away, and he finds the little comforts enjoyed by people who just sometimes get chilly very reassuring. When he looks up again, Clint is beaming at him from the next bench, too sunshine happy to even be real, habitually disheveled, rumpled, pink-cheeked, and gorgeous. Clint stands up, and that takes a second, so much of him to unfold, even more fuck-off tall with the extra 4 or 6 inches the skates add, and comes over to stand in front of Bucky with the ease of crossing his own living room in his favorite slippers. Lucky comes with him, of course, the handle of his leash tucked into Clint's back jeans pocket and hanging slack between the two of them, a formality, following the letter of the law like good citizens. Bucky gazes up at Clint, feeling the stretch in his neck. "You don't have to wait for us," Clint tells him, still smiling that sunshine smile and digging his hands into his pockets. The combination of rolling his shoulders forward and straightening his arms does amazing things to already amazing triceps. "Course I do," Bucky says, and, now or never, stands up. It's okay. He keeps play in his knees and pays stern attention to the alignment between his feet and his hips, and he stands up. Okay, cool. Step one, accomplished. Clint's looking at him. Bucky looks away, watches Lucky cross around behind Clint so that he's not between them. He really is the goodest boy. When Bucky looks up again, Clint holds out his hand. He does not ask Bucky if he's ready, which is how Bucky knows that Clint is either oblivious to Bucky's trepidation or totally onto him. Fuck it. Clint's seen him in all sorts of awful, embarrassing states. Unwashed, unfed, underslept, on the run, covered in soot, dirt, blood, dumpster detritus, too exhausted to sleep, fresh from a nightmare, hallucinating, flashing back, weeping, drugged, vomiting, bleeding, broken, cut, shot, burned, and any number of things he's probably forgetting. Failing at modern ice skating can't possibly be worse than any of that. He takes Clint's hand. Clint takes a step forward on the ice. His step is two of Bucky's, and that's fine. He's all legs. Long, long legs. Miles of legs, and okay, that's enough of that. Bucky takes a step to follow and stays upright, which is a win, but he also wobbles. He feels his eyes go wide as he rocks like a baby goat on the narrow strip of metal attached to his forward foot, like he has brand new ankles that are not to be trusted. Clint's eyes also go wide, and Bucky locks his muscles down mercilessly, trying to stop the motion. This, incidentally, also includes his grip on Clint's hand, who winces as they both hear the bones grind under the pressure. "Fuck, sugar," Bucky says as he lets go of Clint's hand as quick as he can, which is, as it happens, too quick. As soon as he lets go of Clint, his forward foot slides on its blade and his back foot, bearing most of his weight, follows the motion. Bucky overcorrects forward and is absolutely about to eat shit when Clint's arms catch him around the chest and hold him until his lower body catches up with the program. Bucky winds up clinging to Clint's biceps and staring up at him with a healthy mixture of horror and gratitude. The expression on Clint's face is, "What even is that?" He doesn't look startled, so yeah, totally on to Bucky, but almost endeared. Bucky scowls down at his feet. "Stupid charming bastard. God, he loves Clint." "Sit down a sec, baby," Clint says. "I want to check your skates." Bucky does sit down, but only because Clint's sturdiness keeps him from falling back onto the bench. Clint bends down over Bucky's feet, one knee on the ice and the other foot balanced and steady on his death skate. "Yeah, here we go," he mutters. "We gotta tighten up your laces." Which Clint proceeds to do. And Bucky is... he's... Bucky watches Clint's scarred, dexterous fingers unpick the laces on his left skate before Clint slides easily onto both knees, his heels tipped outward so he can sit back without impaling his perfect ass cheeks. Clint braces Bucky's skate between his thighs, pulling Bucky forward on the bench by his thighs so that he's resting his foot flat in the skate. Clint's bent head and the revealed vulnerable nape of his neck give Bucky vivid memories of this posture in, other situations, and he shivers. Clint's considerable focus is trained on Bucky's skate, though, and he begins methodically lacing the skate more tightly. At first, it doesn't feel much different than what Bucky did, but once Clint's up over the arch and at the bottom of Bucky's ankle, his grip changes and he starts to pull. Bucky squeaks and grabs Clint's shoulder as he draws the laces smoothly through the eyelets and winds them gracefully around his huge hands, closing the skate tighter and tighter around Bucky's ankle. He isn't tugging or yanking. It's a slow, smooth draw and steadily increasing even pressure that steals Bucky's breath. It feels like Clint is surrounding him somehow, binding him up tight and safe, and Bucky's fingers are crushing the fabric of Clint's hoodie all out of shape where he grips it, braced on Clint's wide shoulder. Clint glances up at the change in Bucky's breathing and then smiles, the slow, small one he only wears when he's found one of Bucky's buttons and he's about to push it. "Yeah, baby," Clint murmurs, and Bucky squirms. "Evidently." Clint tips his head down again, giving Bucky back that vulnerable view. He ties Bucky's skate deftly, and the pressure stays even without Clint's hands, and it's maybe a little hard for Bucky to breathe. He draws Bucky's other skate between his knees and begins the process again, and Bucky can't figure out why this is so hot. Or, no, maybe he can. The dexterity of those strong fingers, the relentless, slow crush of the inside padding of the skate around his ankle, the focus, the care. It's over almost too fast, and then Clint is standing up again, running his hands up Bucky's legs, on his arms to his face, cupping cheeks that feel like they're on fire in his palms, and tipping his chin down those few crucial inches to meet Bucky's flustered gaze. "Ready to try again?" Clint asks him. And oh no, it's his bedroom voice, low and slow and amused, just the tiniest bit patronizing in the best way, the way that gets Bucky's motor running every goddamn time. Bucky has to swallow before he can reply. "Yeah." And then, with no stop on the brain-to-mouth filter, "I'm green." Clint's smirk shows him teeth, and he rises to his feet quickly to kiss that expression off Clint's face. Apparently, as long as he isn't thinking about it, he can stand up in the death skates just fine. Clint breaks away eventually and starts to lead Bucky out once more. It's immediately apparent how important the tight lacing on the skates is. The newborn quadruped wobble disappears entirely. Now it's just a matter of getting his reflexes to micro-correct rather than throwing him bodily in various directions that all end in down. The thing is, Bucky is exceptionally well-versed in the limits of his own body, the things it can do, the things it does when he wants it to, the things it does whether he wants it to or not. He's the Winter Soldier, for actual fuck's sake. Why is this so difficult? Eventually, they make 3 circuits of the rink together without Bucky crashing or nearly wiping out Clint when he catches him. Bucky straight-legged and rigid along with the small children and teenagers, who are apparently equally uncertain about this whole endeavor. Lucky seems to find this whole process fascinating, but wisely stays out of flailing range. So, Bucky doesn't hate it, but he's not sure that this amount of effort to go in little circles is worth it. Clint, on the other hand, is steady as a rock no matter the circumstance, catching other skaters who careen toward them, turning at the waist and somehow not deviating from the forward path he's set, dodging both Lucky and Lucky's leash, leaning forward and back when he has to stabilize Bucky. It's a little infuriating and a little hot. Mostly hot. After the 4th successful circuit, Bucky leads them back to the bench where their boots are, telling Clint, "I want Coco as a reward for surviving this." Clint laughs and lets Bucky lead. As Bucky sits down, grateful for a surface that isn't actively trying to betray him, he catches Clint's longing little glance back at the ice. He sits up from where he was about to unlace his skates and leans back against the bench, spreading his arms along the back of it and crossing his legs at the ankles. "Why don't you go back out, sugar?" he suggests. Clint's gaze flicks back to him, and Bucky watches the flush rise in his face. "Nah, you said Coco, and now I want it too." "We can still get it," Bucky says evenly. "Go on out and take a couple of laps. Get in the middle and catch a few flashy spins." The flush in Clint's face darkens, and Bucky tips his head and gives him a long, slow once-over that makes Clint stuff his hands in his pockets again, all aw shucks and breathtaking triceps. Bucky slouches a little further down onto the bench, lets his eyes go sharper and his body more languid, a little hungry, a little predatory. "I know you want to." "Don't want to leave you alone," Clint mutters to his boots, his cheekbones and the tips of his ears bright red. "You're not leaving me alone," Bucky purrs. "I got lucky. Go on and give me a show." That's all it takes. Clint flashes him a look full of heat and then takes off onto the ice, leaving the handle of Lucky's leash lying on the bench next to Bucky's thigh. Clint's a showman, he can't help it. The performer in him comes out in moments like these. He loves to be appreciated for his skills, watched and admired for something he's good at that's just for fun, for the entertainment of others. Bucky knows it's why Clint juggles in the park, walks the slack rope and climbs trees and makes trick shots with anything that comes to hand, since he won't actually shoot arrows in a public space where someone might get hurt unless there's combat. He comes alive now as Bucky watches, pulling spins and jumps and even a few flips when he's sure there's no chance he'll bump into anyone. After some particularly flashy footwork, he winds up doing a few passes with a young person who is clearly highly trained, tossing in a few effortless lifts that make them laugh when he lets them down gently, safely. Clint by himself is amazing. Clint with a partner is spectacular. Bucky's not jealous as he watches them move together, Clint reading his partner with a nearly psychic ease, dancing with them on the ice as if they'd been paired for years. It's one of Clint's little superpowers, that immediate connection to people he works with, his willingness to give them everything and anything they need to be extraordinary. Bucky knows that Clint thinks the people he works with are exceptional. Bucky also knows, from both observation and experience, that it's true often because Clint makes them that way. Even Clint gets enough skating eventually. After several bows and much applause, Lucky also barking his approval, Clint comes back to Bucky's bench, his glide taking him right to the edge of Bucky's ostensibly insouciant lounge, as he tips his head back to keep looking at Clint's beautiful face, a little flushed with exertion, beaming with delight. "That better, dollface?" Bucky asks with a smile of his own, as Clint plops down onto the neighboring bench that his boots are tucked under, fending off the worst of Lucky's ecstatic licking attack with one hand and enormous good humor. "Yeah," Clint says, a tiny smidge of embarrassment under the satisfaction, and leans down to take off his skates. "Good," Bucky says, bending to take off his own death traps. "You were amazing." "The Amazing Hawkeye, that's me," Clint says, and Bucky can hear the capital letters. "Damn straight," Bucky confirms. Bucky is a little sad when the pressure of the skates releases his ankle, and when he glances up, Clint's looking at him like he knows, like he has plans. Bucky raises an eyebrow at him, and Clint just goes back to his boots with a, "for me to know and you to find out," expression on his face that makes Bucky shiver a little. Back in their reasonable footwear, they collect their skates and make their way to the stand doing brisk business in Coco to retrieve their reward. The vendor gives Clint his for free for the show he put on, and it makes Clint blush again. Clint is impossibly cute when he blushes, and Bucky can't be blamed for putting their joined hands into Clint's hoodie pocket, both pairs of skates tied together by their laces and slung over Clint's far shoulder. They get Lucky a dog-shaped dog cookie that the vendor has for canine customers, and he happily carries it in his mouth for about 5 steps before abruptly crunching it in half and then devouring the pieces, making them laugh. They're halfway back to the apartment when the inevitable happens. Clint trips over a line as they cross the street. A painted line on the pavement. The smooth, dry, clear of snow pavement. Bucky sees it start to happen out of the corner of his eye. The panic on Clint's face, Lucky's instinctive dodge, the way the skates swing suddenly when they'd been bumping gently before, Clint's arms going up as gravity pulls down. Bucky swings himself in front of Clint, face to face, holding his right hand, the one with the cocoa, out to the side and out of the way, using his left arm to crush Clint against him, stopping the swing of the skates by pinning them between their bodies in the front and under his wrist in the back. He catches Clint's full weight as they collide, and the skates between them steal his breath for a second as the hard plastic impacts Bucky's sternum and Clint's pec, but they stay upright, Clint coming to an abrupt halt against Bucky's braced body. Lucky has danced away from them with an alarmed bark, out of harm's way, goodest boy. The last thing is Clint's cup of cocoa, released in surprise, and Bucky is officially out of hands. He shoves his own cocoa into the opening of the skate nearest his right hand and snatches Clint's cup out of the air with enough yield to gravity to let the liquid slosh back down into its own cup. There's a muffled splash, and then everyone freezes. Clint and Bucky stare at each other, sorta, nose to nose, Clint's hands trapped down below his waist by the band of Bucky's arm around him, Bucky with his right hand in the air, holding the cocoa aloft like the Olympic flame or some shit, their dog boggling at them, a to-go cup stuck in a shoe that's being held up by the tension of their pressed-together chests. Clint loses it. Clint loses it, and Bucky rescues his own cocoa from the skate before he loses it, too. They stumble with Lucky to the safety of the sidewalk and howl with laughter, the sheer absurdity of what just happened sinking all the way in just when they think they're over it. Lucky appreciates the laughter but doesn't get the joke, so he barks to feel included. Eventually, they gather themselves, still giggling occasionally, and resume their journey. "I don't fucking understand," Clint says, his voice hoarse from all the laughing. "How you can do something like that, but you can't ice skate without injuring yourself or others." Bucky deliberately bumps their shoulders together and grins. "Yeah? How come you can ice skate like a pro, but you can't walk over a line painted on the ground without falling down?" They regard each other for a moment, smiling, red faces and warm hands, and then say at the same time, "Just Lucky," and then burst into laughter again. Lucky barks at his name and dances ahead of them as it begins to softly snow. The end.